Hey, we want to thank a supporter of the Grave Talks this week, the Audio Boom podcast, What Makes a Killer? It's from Audio Boom, like I said, the network behind Mafia, Covert, and Dead Man Talking. It's the next hit true crime podcast, What Makes a Killer? Jennifer Natoso, every single Thursday, drops a brand new episode. She dives deep into the life and crimes of some of the world's most infamous and shocking serial killers. Season one of What Makes a Killer will analyze the lives of John Wayne Gacy, Jeffrey Dahmer, the Night Stalker, Richard Ramirez, and the Butcher of Plainfield, Ed Gein. Maybe it was too exciting saying Butcher of Plainfield. I remember years ago being in Plainfield, because I'm from Wisconsin, and I was DJing a party or something, and it was right across the street from the cemetery where Ed Gein was buried, but the gravestone kept being stolen, and that was kind of the... Dive into these stories by interviewing detectives, family members, forensic experts, and even some of the survivors. What Makes a Killer? Going to give you insight into the events that turned these people into cold-blooded killers. Was it working in the slaughterhouse that gave Joachim Kroll a taste of the savage butchery that he just so much desired? Or the severe abuse that Gacy suffered at the hands of his father? You can catch new episodes of What Makes a Killer every Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you get your podcasts. Just for you guys, the Grave Talks listeners, Audio Boom has shared with us an exclusive clip all about the Duisburg Maneater, Joachim Kroll. While you're listening, be sure to search and subscribe to What Makes a Killer on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to the Grave Talks. You can also find a link in the episode notes. Here's that preview.
What Makes a Killer contains graphic details of sexual assault and violence and is not intended for all audiences. Listener discretion is strongly advised. It's summer 1976 in the industrial town of Duisburg, West Germany. Joachim Kroll is standing by his attic window, carefully scanning the playground below. He fixes his eyes upon a neighborhood girl, 4-year-old Marion Ketter. A tingling feeling comes over him. He's attracted to the girl and decides to kidnap her at the next opportunity. On July 3rd, Kroll lures the girl back to his home. There, he sexually abuses her and kills her. Days later, a team of detectives search for the missing girl. One of them is the young Bird Jaegers.
When a 4-year-old goes missing, the alarm bells go off everywhere. Of course, you use a lot of personnel to try and find this girl.
As police go door to door questioning residents, a neighbor approaches them, visibly shaken. He explains that the waste pipe in his apartment building is blocked up. When he asked Kroll, his upstairs neighbor, whether he knew the cause of the clogged pipe, Kroll gave a chilling response. Guts. The police confront Kroll immediately.
And when we got there, other colleagues were already on the scene. And we then went inside the flat and experienced something terrible.
It's a scene of unspeakable horror. On the stove lay a human hand, simmering in a pot of water with carrots and potatoes. And inside the refrigerator,
there was this girl, completely dismembered. Upper arm, forearm, placed on corresponding shelves, so that he only had to take something out and add it to the pan. That was unfathomable for us.
In the plumbing, authorities discover Kroll had not lied. There are internal organs clogging the pipes, including the lungs of a small child.
Well, I was shocked, because I had a son who was not that much older. I had not been in the homicide division long, only for 2 years. That was something where you had to more than just swallow. I have seen many things, but this was something completely new to me, that a human being was able to do such a thing.
For 2 decades, Joachim Kroll targeted women across West Germany, evading the authorities for years. Between the mid-1950s and the late 1970s, Joachim Kroll confessed to killing at least 14 people. The youngest was Marion Ketter.
The fact that he got away with this for so long, I think we should really ask ourselves a lot of questions. How does somebody like this go under the radar for that long?
And while Kroll killed in stealth, Innocent people were accused of his crimes.
Everyone kept saying he was the alleged child murderer, and that drove my father to his death.
This is What Makes a Killer, a 12-part series that chronicles the lives and crimes of the world's most notorious serial killers. I'm your host, Jennifer Natoso. In every episode, we'll trace a killer's origins, examine their behavior, and follow their path to bloodshed. We'll speak with family members, survivors, and experts to uncover how they became killers. Airing October 31st, we'll be releasing a new episode every week. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.